Polak, If You Want to Defend Trump's Legacy, Fight for Georgia. By Joel B. Polak on December 3, 2020. Attorneys Sidney Powell and Linwood told a rally in Atlanta, Georgia, on Wednesday that Republicans should not vote in the January 5 runoff elections for U.S. Senate unless state authorities rectify problems in the state's voting system. Wood, who insisted Thursday that he is not actually a Democrat, cast his position as a defense of President Donald Trump. But the reality is otherwise. If Democrats win both Senate seats in the runoff, they will destroy Donald Trump's legacy. Currently, the Senate has a 52-48 Republican majority, after Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, was sworn in earlier this week after defeating Senator Martha McSally, Arroz, to complete the remainder of the late Senator John McCain's term. If Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock defeat incumbent Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Senate will move to a 50-50 tie, allowing Democrats to take over, with presumptive Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. That will enable Democrats to control all of the Senate's committees. They will be able to ram radical judicial nominees through confirmation. They will block all Republican efforts at oversight. There will be no Senate investigation of Hunter Biden and his business entanglements with his father, in the light of new revelations from the infamous laptop. There will, however, be endless and pointless investigations of the outgoing Trump administration, as well as anyone who served in it. With two new senators from Georgia, Democrats will have free rein to attack and dismantle every portion of Donald Trump's legacy. The tax cuts he signed into law in 2017, which made the U.S. economy competitive again, will be reversed. The oil and gas industry, which made the U.S. energy independent under Trump, will be unraveled by the Green New Deal. Tough border enforcement and strong military spending will be distant memories as Democrats divert funding to favored interests. Moreover, Kamala Harris will be put in a position to cast the decisive vote to advance the left's agenda. The Senate will end the filibuster, the last protection for the minority party. It can create new states in the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, bringing four new senators to the chamber, making it almost impossible for Republicans to return to the majority. Democrats will pass amnesty for, at a bare minimum, 11 million illegal aliens, and pack the Supreme Court, expanding it and confirming liberal justices to fill the new vacancies. Powell and Wood say that they are standing up for the integrity of elections. But with a Democrat-run Senate, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, will advance her legislation to change the rules of elections so that Republicans can never win again. As Senator Tom Cotton, RR, noted Wednesday, Pelosi's first bill in 2019, H.R. 1, mandated national vote by mail, permitted ballot harvesting nationwide, prohibited photo ID requirements, and prevented signature matching for absentee ballots. President Donald Trump gave a speech Wednesday in which he vowed to keep fighting in the courts against voter fraud. He should do so, because the 2020 elections were deeply flawed. Even without Powell and Wood's claims about Dominion voting systems, the introduction of mass vote by mail in the middle of an election was fundamentally unfair and created the potential for fraud. Transparency is crucial. But Trump is also coming to Georgia to campaign for Perdue and Loeffler. The fight for clean elections is one that must continue after January. To the extent that Georgia officials allowed the rot, they should be held accountable. But they are not on the January 5th ballot. Perdue and Loeffler are. They are leading the charge for reform, demanding that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger resign. Republicans who boycott the runoffs are not helping Trump, or Georgia, or America. They are helping Democrats, and socialism. And they could bury Trump's MAGA legacy. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.